So first we all check our mental states, what situation our mental state is at this time.
Kandichi samba dana ko tang chuchu na ko chile lada. Sen tsubu na jingon yaso na alia tombo samba te tada degi maris.
So if we found our mind is in calm and in neutral, then it is it is at the right mental states. If our mind is kind of agitated or in influence of any, you know, those emotions, then they will be not fit to listen. So if our mind state is in calm, peace, and neutral, then, you know, we can generate, or make a joyous effort, or become closer to the Dharma practice. Can we do like that? If we could able to do that, then, you know, that we listen to the teaching, it will give us some, you know, some benefits, and as well as, you know, sitting for, you know, that sitting that time, maybe 2 hours or 1 hour between breaks. So at that time also, we won't feel tired and uncomfortable. So if our mental state is in calm and peace and neutral, then in addition, what we need is we need to, you know, transform our that mind state into a, you know, into a bodhi mind, or generate the bodhi citta. So, you know, why? Because, you know, all the Buddhas of the 10 directions research for eons and eons, and, you know, ultimately they find only this, you know, great altruistic mind, the bodhicitta, is the most beneficial for all the sentient beings. So as the great master Shantideva states that, you know, he meditate for many numerous eons, he only find this you know, great bodhicitta is I found only bodhicitta is most beneficial.
Shangchu sen yi penpa sen yin de rangyi jiko penpa ma se jen la penpa. Chue jen da yin son na penna donyin rabu ji toh son na yin rangyi la penpa ma jen la de zang ji ta pu ni penpa ji ya jen ma se katu penpa se kabo rwa. Ta shangchu sen rabu ji rangyi la jie son na sen jen so jan bishin sen jen la yi de tong yi dong yi so so ki biji la zewa da biji zewa do du mengi ji sen pa ji jie son na ngone tong ni rangyi ni ga la pen yi sen lao jen ji yin sa rwa sa.
So this bodhicitta, bodhi mind or the bodhicitta is the mind that not only benefit oneself, but it benefits, all the sentient beings. Because when you have this bodhi mind, then, automatically feel heartwarming loves toward all the sentient beings, like mom's love toward toward her only son. So this bodhicitta or the bodhi mind, not only that, it directly, indirectly, in any way, it is all beneficial to everybody. But, in case of emptiness, when you realize emptiness, it benefit oneself directly, but in long term maybe it benefit other too, but bodhicitta is the most precious among all the Buddha's teachings. So, try to reshape and generate bodhicitta. We will meditate for, a couple of minutes. So with this virtuous, wholesome, thoughts of the minds, what we're going to do is we're going to teach and we're going to listen to the stages of the path to enlightenment or Lamrim.
Mm-hmm.
So in sum up, this body mind or the body citta got what kind of greatness that, you know, other doesn't possess. So it mentioned it has three you know, characteristics. First greatness is that, you know, it sum up all the, you know, essence teachings of the Sutrayana and Tantrayana both.
Nibadana yini sendi rinpa tso denbe yini kasa lad lande chichu sasong yinis. Mazo ki yung yinna dunyo sonda nyinga rabu tunri ki tsijen jina meja wache tso yini sendi rinpa ten shanyo yini lad lande chichu sasong yinis.
So if it contained those greatness of both the Sutrayanas, Tantrayanas, and the second greatness is to easy to you know, practice you know, all the stages of the path.
Sumba de yon tene kumye lomye mayimba. Ini simba simba chambo njio lula kibe lama njio menga chijamba sedi jung tembochi.
So the third greatness is you know, unmistaken. It the scriptural authorizations, you know, comes from the two great you know, two great tell blazers of the Buddha's teaching, like Asangas and Nagarjunas. So this kind of extraordinary instruction or the practice, you know, we have obtained it. But, you know, if we don't practice, that is the different thing. So as you all know, the teaching first, you know, revealed by historical Buddha Shakyamuni himself, and later on, you know, basis on the Buddha's teaching, the master, you know, Atisha, you know, composed the, you know, root text, length for the path, or, you know, in Tibet, and then, you know, Lama Tsongkhama makes the commentary on that, based on that root text of Atisha. So as you all know that, you know, how, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa composed this text into four chapters. So right now we are studying the fourth chapter, the last chapter.
Saji Sibatele, Tai Saji Nima Domevas, and the cousin Nego, the Longest of Sinji Timbis, and the Ten Lodge Taji Rimbassi, Larikoro, you lose it over there.
So the fourth chapter has, you know, two parts or the two secondary chapters that, you know, that is, you know, a practice of relying on the gurus and, you know, and by relying on guru, how we carry on our practice. These are the two main chapter of the fourth root chapter, or this two chapter is the body or the main content of the Lamrim text. So in the first chapter, you know, that has two parts, and we are on the second part. It has six parts, and we are on the last part of that six parts.
신이 된지 됐더니 제바시가 가르려 살아와이나 아니 가서 얘기를 해 봐라다. 무슨 센데 이미 있다는 세계에 아니 잘라지나요. 형이면 아니 세금도 와스. 아니 가서기 단다 아니 타바다 던지 주면은 주는 좀 많이 게 사치는 거 와라. 아니 런 땡이 많아 와지면 가능 요소는 소셔야 돼. 내가 데려와서나.
So why this relying on the guru is so much, you know, emphasized or is considered as so important? Because, as Rinpoche mentioned before, that, you know, for these lifetimes, you know, living, you know, you have to learn some skills. For that, you know, you have to rely on some instructor or the teachers. Without that, you cannot do, you know, properly, or, you know, you cannot manage. So, for the, you know, to achieve nirvana and to achieve, you know, enlightenment, Buddhahood, you know, that is, you know, so, you know, unfamiliar, and, you know, we are so ignorant to it. So if, you know, we have to like to attain that, then, you know, why not, you know, we need a good instructor, and we need to rely on that instructor, you know, that is, you know, obvious compared to the, you know, this lifetime's small skills. We need an instructor. So if, you know, this lifetime small skill, we need the instructor, why not, you know, we need an instructor to show the path to enlightenment. That, you know, is stated by the great master Geshe Potowa. So, you know, if that is so important to rely on the, you know, guru, so if we have to rely on the guru, then what are the qualifications of that kind of guru? So we went through the, you know, 10 different qualities of a Lamrim guru.
So
in order to practice that, not only the guru's qualification is important, but you know, same as the guru's qualification is important. Likewise, you know, the disciples or the students' qualification is same important as the guru's quality.
嗯，等于有千年从什么的原因，千年从那么的干这件的典故过来，是你啥子计算一把子？
So that that qualified teachers lead the qualified student into the path to enlightenment. That chapter also we learn through.
我那点的开诵卡里尔的嘛，点的穷卡里尔的，生意的啥子，来来来来，真的。
And then the next two chapters, you know, if we rely on the guru, you know, what kind of benefit we gain. And if we don't, then what kind of disadvantage or what we going to lose.
嗯，主播得到给团队和生意的人了，他谈到的是故事，爸爸说的。
So the last six chapter, you know, is, you know, everything or summary of the meaning of the previous five parts.
嗯，对，他们认为的，主播得到给团队的呢是，在当时，那么年轻人是差别，当帮是，我先把他搞过去，明白天的长了，人人变的，我样样没心了是，你他把呢，修行些那呢，满脑子这边。
So we read through the text, a summary of the meaning of the previous five parts. Thus, you must also understand, as explained above, the instruction that is renowned as Guru Yoga. Yet you will get nowhere by training in an object of meditation for just a single session. When you practice a teaching from the heart, you must rely for a long time. For a long time on an excellent teacher who guides you accurately.
嗯，对。可是我从那明年就是看这几年了，我是可是我最主要都那个，哪里去嘛，弄的去装一百，挺弄的点点啥的。So,
before you know, one time there is a question, you know, how we practice Guru Yoga. So Rinpoche, you know, explain in a scriptural authorization. You know, state the scriptural authorization. This scriptural authorization is this one.
嗯，最近经常是跟别人，那明年就是跟的，感觉就是过完年个时候呢，你自己吹的，打过完年的，打的这个是哪的？那明年就那明年就是的。So
usually we say Guru Yoga, Guru Yoga. So you know what is Guru Yoga? At that time, if you know, what mentioned here. Then that is the perfect definition of Guru Yoga.
嗯，你那个刚才的是说呢，那明年就也是等我做一起，缺干着不起，明白天的长就两百长就那明年就三个嘛的意思。那明年就三个的，你等那么长就等我也没打，我说对，可是也得的，其他点比次生意的那么大，其中多，电脑也去过了送我的是哪的。So
Guru Yoga, you know what explained here that you know. Yet you will not, you will get nowhere by training in an object of meditation for a single session. You know, like a Guru Yoga ritual you recite for and do a single session, you know, that doesn't do much. So what we do is, like mentioned here, that would be the perfect. So like mentioned here, when you practice a teaching from the heart, you must rely for a long time on an excellent teacher who guides you accurately.
当然呢，因为呢，他居民这些可能个修住那个人，对吧？所以，给员工们都，去员工们都拉他。当然，因为我做几百年呢，对这些全都都记得上了。For
Rinpoche's side, he said, you know, you know, he is kind of, you know, not really practicing, like mentioned here. You know, if you guys are same like him, then, you know, just we are passing the time. So like mentioned here, you know, at the first time when we do, do the practice at that time, you know, it make kind of sense, and as well as try to maintain the practice. Then, you know, then comes second time, third time, fourth time, then it become kind of routine like that, and, you know, then we spoiled, and then, you know, make no sense. Something like that is happening. So if you guys are the same like that, then, you know, not much, benefits.
对，这样，这个也些呢，那么对多咋呢？帮对用户送把大事，对最慢些把点呢呢，你开门头把穷用也是穷穷也，新年对比出国点呢呢，刚来讲开车哇，点击对面早晚堂也，让人些这么明白，送了公车堂，公车呢，这可是公车呢堂的。
We read through the text. Moreover, it is as Chakawa said, when relying on the Guru, there is the chance that you might give up your Guru. So if you rely without knowing how, you will not profit but lose. Therefore, these topics concerning reliance on the teacher are clearly the foundation of our deepest aspiration, which is more important than anything else. Consequently, I have taken citations from uncorrupted scriptures and their commentaries, which are easy to understand as well as inspiring. And I have given a general overview that is adorned with the saying of excellent persons who are engaged in the meaning of the scriptures. Understand this in details from other sources.
Okay.
第一小王，他这时候呢，我说来东坡，这是先进某某点的样，点到某这个样，这个俺这点个名声也帮对就落穷了嘞，希望这样将来可是，可是来让，搞到某老么就一进某某点就牛牛点的，可是要的是老的来东坡了，那么可是一牛啊点的要的送多，那么某某点送的样，帮对就落几个嘞，样恐怕得把钱银行有的送多。So
like here, you know, Gishichagaba said then that rely on many teachers, you know, then you saw different fault in your teachers, then you might give up your gurus. So, you know, for the people like us, you know, the beginners, the less the our guru we have, it's easy to maintain the relying on the guru.
Ani chida loa teba na ki chejuwa maresa, lami chui sunze la beti juu chejuwa maresa. Ani chui ji shesa di, chui rechi tasa suna yini te, tinsi ki chuna ma juna yabu chine tajire ma to, ani, hienye chi le nimi te suna yini, shui ji sanje ki le nimi dogo sen, kasi, ani, ma temi nimi kato la sun suna asa la.
So as the saying goes that, you know, when we seek guru, you know, we shouldn't seek like, you know, a hungry dog find a piece of meat without checking it, just, you know, gulp it and swallow it. You know, not like that. But, you know, when we're seeking a guru, we need to be really careful about. And when you make a guru-student relationship, then you see you are as the, you know, as the, you know, Buddha, and try to practice all the instructions what the guru told you to do. So that is how, you know, we need to seek guru, and then, you know, it is like that.
Tato di nete chana sondwa, shinji tinsi ji choko de kanle cha kecha ware, tinsi dimi tsaware sondwa sanada.
So as mentioned here, therefore, these topics concerning reliance on the teacher are clearly the foundation of our deepest aspiration, which is more important than anything else.
Shinji tinsi se toma kaka lhoba nye zonde, ta sanga yibbe na doji lhoba yipa de kecher cher dogur ma de chun jindu dogur ma de sanada.
So reliance on the teacher means that, you know, when we are young, you know, who teach you the, you know, alphabets, or in Tibetan, ka, 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 nga. And up to the, you know, up to the enlightenment, you know, the reliance on teachers get more and more important, or not, it will become less.
Tell a general interest on the big Hindi things in the kitchen when he's an enemy, Tanaranichi because I any Sunday you saw down, any Sunday song you go by the way, Jean, Jamania, but to say Tony, any Yila Kuin, any Tandana, any Tambacadon de Laman, and your Sunjin or Yi Jenny, and the Sonsha US, and tell a Jeba Shivan, and Jen Dasha Sondoas.
So, like mentioned here by Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, so this reliance the teacher is so important. So, you know, so consequently, I have taken citations from uncorrupted scriptures and their commentaries, which are easy to understand as well as inspiring. And I have given a general overview that is adorned with the saying of excellent person who are engaging in the meaning of the scripture. Understand this in detail, you know, from other source. So, Lama Tsongkhapa, like mentioned
here.
So we read through the text. Our afflictions are extremely course, some listen to the teachings given by many teachers. They do not know how to rely on the guru. And even if they know how, they do not do it. Therefore, you will incur immeasurable misdeeds that are related to their improper reliance on the guru. Moreover, they will find it difficult to develop an awareness of practices such as confessions of former wrongdoings and restrain from future wrongdoings. Thus, after you have understood the benefits and the fault as previously explained, reflect on them repeatedly. So whatever mentioned here, you know, we rely on the teacher and we don't do as mentioned. Whatever mentioned here is so true for, you know, the people like us. So like us, you know, who don't know how to practice the, you know, reliance on teacher, and even though do know, but don't do it. So these kind of, you know, things happen to people like us, you know, who make a listen to a teaching from a, you know, different gurus, you know, without knowing things, and then, you know, then make the, you know, mistakes, or, you know, even you know you don't do it, just ignore it, and like that, those things really happening to people like us, not, you know, who don't listen to the teachings.
That's about the children, so Jiba Kamala, Jesha, the Shimala, dances came home with us. Yazanichi, Kamala, Jeha, Jibi Pen, the Shimala, the Saji Pen, Sane, Kadishani, Dinsilapa, Pejane, and the Yanda, Yanda Sango, Chichiri, so do us.
So, like mentioned here, you know, moreover, they will find it difficult to develop an awareness of, you know, practices such as confession of the former wrongdoings and a restraint from future wrongdoings. So, you know, and also we cannot able to do these things either. So we read through the text, those whose practice of relying on the teachers was improper in previous lives should achieve an attitude of confessions and restraints from the depth of their hearts. So we sometimes think that, you know, I don't have that kind of things to confess, and I don't have that kind of things to restrain from. We tend to think like that, but, you know, if we think from the beginningless time of our lives, then, you know, then there might be so many things that previous lives should achieve, like mentioned here, in our previous life, we have done this, 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 and things. So, you know, we got a lot to confess and, you know, a lot to practice, like mentioned here.
Dhiru ki chen dhaja rangla bebe dhruvos. Kasa yin yin, kasa, tenje sabo, tenja ki, tenja lomi tsenji, tenje lomi tsenji hibi kosa la, yini tsenji dhe rangyi la tsonda ma tsonda ne, yini ma tsonda yini tsomba che shu, sunwa re, tanga je, sanje ki, chiyo sunsa ki, tuyo tu rungwa de rangyi, te chabi tuyo, yini bebe kalye jana dhru shu, sunwa.
Ma lo.
Ma lo de sunwa.
Exert yourself in the practice of those, we read through the text, exert yourself in the practice of those teaching for which you are suited as a recipients. So what that means is that, you know, mentioned above that, you know, the qualities of the students. So we need to check ourselves, those students' qualification we possess or not. If not, then, you know, try to perfect it and then try to become a perfect containers or the perfect students of the teachings.
Gyishenji je tsenji yonsu dzoba nangja yandang yandu sangla asa. Teta bi shangju mato jibadu. Jesus zebi jesu sa jins mala mato da de hensa. Teta na, teta shena rinpo ma toba jinta pyute shumi jese ta dunga da hansa. Shenji tsuwa la ngombe shibi shenji nonsan tabu joro asa.
Again, we read through the text and repeatedly contemplate the complete qualification of your teacher. Make many aspirational prayers and accumulate the collection of merits and sublime wisdoms as causes for having such a teacher to look after you until you attain enlightenment. Once you have done this, you will quickly become like the conqueror's child. Sutta Parudita, who has perfect courage, and the youthful Sudana, who knew no limit in his such search for teachers.
Tiruki Gayishinji Dinsu, the Kanukatichi, the Gayishinji Dinsu, who was a Lausana, did to add the Tata Yung Marola, not to do any change of Gayish, Tanaba, the Yuma, which is Gayishinji Dinsu, Shisha Yubasa.
So, you know, until now we have, you know, listened or explained about the reliance on the Guru. So, you know, if we don't maintain all those things, then we won't be, you know, like, you know, mentioned here.
Do this on a Rani Yi Tambi Chi, do the wrong, you tend to like a ledger. The Tanda do the Marona, and do the wrong, the Joba Yon shows on any day, so Sayatan, the Dibashayatan, Polonja, and Jago Duas.
So like mentioned here, you know, we try our best to become a, you know, qualified students of the teachings. If not, then, you know, try to, you know, perfect it. And in order to perfect it, you know, the additional, you know, things we have to do is make a, like mentioned here, make many aspirational prayers and accumulate a collection of merits and sublime wisdoms as causes for having, you know, as causes for being to become a qualified student.
근데 제가 가르치면서는 이제 유도 비도시면서는 따등위 이제 소수자 뭐 초파생이 되는데 근데 배상일에 대바지 된도 앞에는 상추 선바 따등위 이제 초파 패서 된다라는 속에 배는 사제 삼아전에 뒤에 된다라 차차도야 될 소속이 수보를 타더니 이제 차차도 비들이 노타도
So if we could able to, you know, a practice like mentioned here, then we will be a perfect, you know, qualified students like, you know, mentioned here, you know, the Sada Pararutita and the Sudana, so there is a you know legend or a true story in the sutras that you know there is the teacher and the students search for the teacher. You know is a chapter of the you know thousand verses of you know sutra. There is a chapter, in the last chapter it says, you know, the student and the teachers, you know, when he invites the teachers, you know, in India it is really dusty and like that. So, you know, after we sweep the, you know, place, then we, you know, we sprinkle the water on the ground, otherwise when people go it will dust will rise. So in order there is a very you know scare in that place, very scare of the water. So the student you know it tatungu it says in here, I don't know what it is. And his teacher's name is Chöpa. So you know when his teacher's coming, you know, he draw blood from the student draw blood from his body and then you know sprinkle on the ground, you know, so that when his teacher approach, you know, the dust will won't arise and like that.
大德国与七八点把大师说吕素龙学根据要命吧先进当吧连半年前的民间经济上也没些消息人家大德国的一些给先进经济上也没些把这些牛马的是人家电脑一些人家先进的是用了学生能不能在这儿的是了的。So
and the, you know Lama Tsongkhapa also stated and make an inspirational prayer that you know may I become like the story of the Tatungu and the Chöpak. The Chöpak is a teacher, Tatungu is a student, and Tatungu rely on Chöpak, you know, that, you know, he can sacrifice, you know, his life and his possessions. His position and so on, everything he can sacrifice for the sake of his teacher. So, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa make an inspirational prayer that, you know, I become like the, you know, Tatungu who rely on Chöpak as mentioned in the sutra.
人都能上的电脑一给一些你卡森也能这样一的阶段别人家话什么的就是想就是家里面一个时间阶段人都能上有些给一些你卡森车呢给一些你电脑的阶段过半面吧去学习这段人都能上有给一些你电脑的阶段然后现在不知道去讲多少。And
also, you know, extraordinary, you know, reliance on the teacher's you know, legend or the story is that the Shunu Norsan, you know, he got more than 100 gurus, and you know he never wavers even a moment to maintain the practice of the reliance on the teacher. Those two are the extraordinary, you know, story or the practice that reveals the guru disciples, you know, relationship. So, you know, this Shunu Norsang also got the visions of Buddha Maitreya and Manjushri, and they both are, you know, his gurus.
Tsetchi le langshi nye barse da sondo kata karan yin bashi. Ta tsetchi sushi juyo sani, ta papi sala dreyi nye roge yishin nye tsetchi da deba la dene.
So by relying on the gurus, you know, maintain his practice, you know, perfect, you know, in his life, you know, he attained, you know, four path. Four path means that, you know, from the, you know, from the ordinary path, from the beginner's path, Rinpoche thinks, up to the path of seeing or the Arya's state.
Pena Shenji Tensi Katula, Chida Shenji Tensi Ye, Ali Chonsi Dode de Oda Yodo Yena, Tanda Gangi Tanda Chansa Loma to the Jung Katuna, Tadaki Tendu Singet Hesona, Tanda Jepa Kangaki Tensi Divi, Tanda Di Lincent, the Ten Word, the Yang and the Lord, the Dishu Pengar Salada, never.
So for the, you know, for the every, you know, instruction, at the end, there comes the summary of the, you know, the instruction. So likewise here, you know, at the end, the sixth, that's a summary of the meaning of the previous five parts. Like that, it comes for all the instructions. So, you know, if we couldn't able to have our time to go through, you know, in detail, then, you know, if we could able to go through the summaries, then, you know, it will explain the, you know, everything in short. And, you know, and if we read this again and again, then it will really help the root of all the, you know, instructions.
That's such a corona doing that. Choose the dodded the tempers in the day. Lunch is our shiny division, such a junior. Choose it, true the sheba down, and you choose the dodded the tempers in it. Choose the dodded the tempers in the shiny desicato. You say such a genius a lot.
So now we read through the text. It is the five, the meditation session. So the above is the, you know, the elaboration of the, you know, elaborated instruction on the reliance on the guru's instruction. And now it is the brief indication of how to sustain the meditation.
Chonsu dodi de temba la nyinche, chonsu gudan tela loto gaba wos, tombo la nyinche, tujungo la cheta shawa las,
동부 조유 치료 때에서 당가서 조유 치료 때 내가 내내 되고 그러잖아.
So this you know meditation session it is a brief indication of how to sustain the meditation. So it has two parts, what to do during the actual meditation session and what to do in between meditation session.
所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所以，所
to remember the chapter and meditate on chapter by chapter.
So ye pena gi yin ka to la ti si ka so pena ga jo se di pena su ko de de sa ti di gi me chi mi de chi tong na su ko de ga ji re ba do la da shin ji ti si ko ro gi mi no chong se de sa ji ji ja che ni ma mi no chong ni de gi ji se de so lo da ye dang ye je ni su su ji se sa na tong ji tong ji do ni ni shin ji ti si je ni to ba ji la che re do wa sa.
So usually we think meditation means that, you know, sit down in a, you know, calm place and then close your eye and then, you know, stay still. You know, we consider that kind is a meditation. But, you know, meditation means more than that here, like, you know, you study the chapter and then contemplate and you know and through imaginations or the visualizations, you know, you do the you know investigations, or you know, do the reasonings, what are the benefits and what are the, you know, disadvantages and so on. These are the real meditation like mentioned here.
Did you want to be a Garona to knock a Ganja City, Pitch Delo, Davis Original Ganja, Kogume, and Jimmy Ganja City Suko, Davis Original, yeah, Mazichadoya?
So Rinpoche also thought like that, you know, meditation means that, you know, you sit down quietly and, you know, and just relax there and close your eye and, you know, sit there still. He also thought that is the meditation. But actually, you know, when you go through the Lamrim or any text, that is not a meditation. You know, you don't think reading a book, reading the scripture, and contemplate on the scripture, those things also consider not a meditation. But, you know, the actual meditation means that, you know, not necessarily, you know, sit up still and close your eye, not like that, but you know, it can be, meditation can be done in any position or any states.
Then the Shenji is gone, Jung is in a Lama Sanjay's Tagore Salavadi, Lama Sanjay's Tagore Sedini, then a Jung in Nagadema. Jyotin kariya na jyotin yin long dang sosok ripa jinsa kari tong ayin bada sosok pa toba ku ini sosok la tsui lian jyotin tundu ki tuha chun ni jyotin nung kundi chun ni lama sanje se resha sang yin ji ji yi chi na bu tenpo chin yung tundu ji lang kundi lo mi pa jyata yang ji yogang chin yang tundu de re duwa salada jyotin kong jyotin duwa tong.
So the main meditation, actual meditation means that, you know, if for example when we meditate on the reliance on the guru, you know, then how we meditate that is, you know, through a critical analysis and reasoning, you know, why I need to, you know, reliance on guru, you know. And then, you know, you make a question and answer yourself through a critical reasoning that, you know, I have to rely on the guru because and such and such. Then how I need to rely on and so on. So, you know, you think on those, you know, things, and then, you know, at the end, through reasoning, you know, question answers, you know, yourself, you raise a question and try to find an answer for it. And then at the end, when you have a, you know, full conviction that, you know, which that is, you know, makes sense and that is, you know, true, convinced like that, then you, you know, contemplate on that, you know, in your thoughts or meditations. So these are the true meditation.
So
if we could able to, you know, do this kind of analysis, then, you know, you don't have to sit in a room, you know, you can be walking and you can be doing something at the same time. Your thought process are in, you know, analytical meditation. So you are doing the meditation. So in any case, you know, if, you know, our mind is not wandering, our mind is mindful in the chosen objects, and as well as the introspection is working at the same time, then, you know, no matter where you are, what you are doing, you are doing the meditation.
Tendu chila gansa lao de yin chi mi shang ka gwa ji de sa ra gu bu du se de bet ti su chi se de de ba chi le le chi de 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 yang ti su bi se chi ge sa ne de so chi duwa sa la.
So in that case, you know, we don't have to find a certain time for a meditation, and also we are not lacking of time for meditation. You can do meditation at any time and any place.
ko yiji bi ji ga so yiji ga de ji ji chu na so ga ji chu la ne ji to ge so na xian ji de ze de go su de la ne to ge sa la da.
So if you really wanna meditate and really wanna practice and implement what we learn, then we need to start our practice, you know, from the reliance on the guru.
Yāngshīngshī tīngsī tīng gōtsū gōrsī tī, shīngshī tīngsī yī tōpa rāngjī lā mācchā pā tū tōkhā rāng ūdzū jā dēyā kēchā pārī lā dā. Bī shīngshī tīngsī tīng gōtsū tī, pāngā dī nī, jāng dō dā nī, dē dā shāng shūk sēn dā pāngā dī nī, sāng jā sā lā dōyā pā dī, mī nā rīng bāgā chā nī yā chōng tā dō. Nī yāng kō, mī bā mī yī sāng sā kāsā lē sō nā, kō rā lā mī bā jā nō, bē, jī tōpa mācchā pā tū ngā sō gāng jā dēyā sō nā, ngā sō tōpa jī jī rō mā jī wā chē, nī lāng tā mā lā pā chē jā mā tū wā chē nī, yāng kō, mī tsē tī rē, sē dōyā nī khā yā rī sā lā.
So, meditate on reliance on the guru doesn't mean that, you know, you only meditate on the reliance on the guru until you achieve the attainment. Not like that. But, you know, it need to be begin from the, you know, reliance on the guru. Then, you know, stage by stage or systematically, first you practice on the reliance on the guru, then the renunciations, wish to free from the, you know, samsara, and then generate the bodhicittas, and so on. That is how we go about. Otherwise, you know, if we only emphasize on the reliance on the teacher only, then, you know, we cannot able to leave other paths, you know, imprint in our mind stream, so, you know, so that we can lose our life without having any, you know, imprint or the leaving any other potentials in our mind stream. So we will go through the text a little bit first.
So you should do this. Lama Sinibe Nata Yinbe, Naka Shitosha, Kusun Toji, Tenta, answered. You know, you should do, you know, you don't put it redo. Jedo, you should do the Lama Sinibe Nata Redo as a lot.
So, the actual way of sustaining the meditation, what is it? A brief indication of how to sustain the meditation and what to do in between the meditation session. So, brief indication how to sustain the meditation means, you know, the is the six aspect of the preparation. You know, is a six preparatory practice. You know. So, actually, what mentioned in the text is the six aspects of the preparation of the activities of the Silingpa or the biographic of Silingpa.
So,
therefore, you know, first practice of the six preparatory practice is, you know, clean well the place where you are staying and neatly arrange the representation of the Buddha's body, speech, and mind. So this is we do every day when we get up, wash ourselves, and make our beds, and clean, and, you know, arrange the, you know, altar and the offerings, and arrange the altars, and like that. You know, these are, we do every day, you know, when we wake up early in the morning. So when we clean our place, you know, the dust and all those things we shouldn't consider as ordinary dust. We imagine that we are sweeping and cleaning the dust of our mental afflictions, like, you know, all those mental disturbances. So, and also at the same time, when we are cleaning, we just say or recite that, you know, dust is not the, you know, ordinary this is the, you know, mental hatred or ignorance or, you know, attachment and so on.
Kaje gusa duba duba la mi se gi keji da ke yobu do yina ko tedri da tedri gi so so gi dipa jan de tada la ji te ci ci tsama zo na yo ko cheba yo sa le de lo le so so do ke si mi se gi keji se ke me na yo ko la mi sha ye sa na re so so gi dipa ta bi de do la yo mi ba de che ne ni jo yi chu du tsam bi che da mi na ko je tedri gi so sa yi mi se gi cheba yo sa ro de so do
so like in here, you know, there is no many dust or not like, you know, dirty like in the other places. So, you know, even though there is no any, no need to clean, but you just, you know, dust and clean a little bit so that it it is... it reminds the reminds the practice of six preparatory practice, and as well as it help us to, you know, imagine that cleaning our all the defilements too.
Bien kusu du jeten le pa tang se son do asa na da kusu du jeten le pa tang se de bien san je chang chu san ba yi gore ma tu ba da tu yi ba tu go wa sa na
so and also it says neatly arrange the representations of the Buddha's body, speech and mind, so you know, so what does that meant is, you know, we arrange our altar, you know, in according to the Lamrim teaching, that, you know, labels and, you know, which comes first and which comes last, you know, as mentioned here.
Bena te nega chi kyu bena ma su gi ku tang di te bi da ba te ba sha je tu ba de yi bi ji ji de ja ti ji ku tang de ta chang gu sa la da
so how we arrange the altar is, you know, in our altar the Buddha Shakyamuni is the founder of the teaching. So, you know, most important is the Buddha's Shakyamuni's place.
Yang bena lama de ni so da yang san je ye ni go la cha na ji ji ge sa la de ju ko ko ren chu ge ma de sa la.
So, and also if your root gurus and your gurus can arrange above the, you know, a Buddha's place, you know, it is okay.
Shangju sanpa ta sanye sanje ye ta de yin yo ka ja na che ba yo ma de sa.
And after that, you know, the bodhisattvas, we can arrange bodhisattvas images on the right or the left of the Buddha.
Ye dang de ni na sanje ye yin yo ta sanje ye ya to me ja na yo go de ja na de go.
And the meditational deities also arrange, left and right, and as well as, places above the Buddha.
Ini ngaco pada semua sejenis jiten bi jiten pada jiten le deba sengi cuyore. Ini jiten bi desa kaje sange ye yunya da koreng oma le jagur salada. Kaje suma ge tsuzun chije la ni sanje ge gore mo ma de ro go sa da xiang chu san ba da sanje.
So there are many different kind of protectors, you know, some are transcendental, some are just the, you know, mundane spirits, you know. So So whatever, you know, in reality, you know, it is the emanation of Buddha or the Bodhisattvas, but it emanate in the form of the, you know, mundane protectors. So, you know, all the, you know, transcendental protectors come arrange lower than the Buddha and the Bodhisattvas, and the mundane protector come the last. So some, you know, people consider their protector as the main, so, you know, they arrange their protectors, you know, images, you know, very importantly in the center. So these are very wrong, and this still exists in the Tibetan community, you know, is wrong.
Tā chūtōng lā tā jūyī dēshēs kēyō ngā rā tsā pēbī chūtōng tā lā kū tā sāpā rē, jīmbā rē, zilā mā rē, nī jīgā rē sēngi kāngjē tā rī yēng kū yī jū lā tā nē yāng kō tsō lā yā mā yā tā rī yēng kō nyō rā yō rē sā lā tā.
And also when we arrange the altar, you know, we consider the image, Buddha's images and the scriptures, like, you know, some are in precious metals, gold, silvers, and all those things considered as the most precious, and, you know, some, you know, clay and wood and like that, they are priceless, and they just, you know, put it down. That kind of people do arrange their way too. So those things we shouldn't do that, you know. Whatever the, you know, material is, the Buddha's image, whatever it is the main. Then comes the, you know, whatever I mentioned earlier. So, you know, we should not make mistake like that when we arrange the altar. And, you know, the holy scriptures, you know, those are always on the right side of the altar. So if we are familiar with the Lamrim teaching, and then, you know, everything is mentioned in the Lamrim so precisely and clearly, so, you know, we cannot make any mistakes.
So if, you
know, your altar is not, you know, spacious, and, you know, there is a, you know, difficult to arrange the, you know, images, then, you know, there is an exception that, you know, you don't really follow strictly as mentioned here, you know, with your, you know, pure motivation, you know, there is an exception you can make, you know, arrangements according to your, you know, place.
So, so, Tijan of the Zaro Jana, Kusu to the Ristapa, the Chuhojin, the Yasholo, Kusu to the Jin Matanche, and the Kokoro Samachin, the dead of Rolanda, Kusu to the Kasakal Tanse, the Karasana, Masuye, Pena Loin on the Silavi, Kusu to the Indian, Masamajas on the Loinis, Sondo Alada, Tendulava Tayu di Kazala, 오늘 전에 이제 네바 투별이 제로고 그 소소도 레스 다바 코마치는 파자 코로 좀 상제자 이제 소소 예사도 카가치에서는 더 대부도 하잖아다.
So in this way, you know, we if we have the effort and we have the resources, then we it is better to arrange all arrange the, you know, images and all the scriptures and all the, you know, objects of the Dharma in a one room, you know, that is your altar room. So you do your practice, make offerings in that room, so that if we afford like that, that's the best. You know, if otherwise we arrange the Buddha's images and Guru's images everywhere in your bedroom and, you know, everywhere and you know, also in the you know, precepts that, you know, you cannot, you know, perform the sex in a, you know, in front of the Buddha's image or the holy images. So, like that, if you put the, you know, Buddha's, arrange the Buddha's images and so on in your bedroom and, you know, did misbehaves like that. So that is a, you know, extra non-virtuous negative accumulation of merits. So, we gotta be careful for this kind of things. So in this way, when we teach and listen to the Lamrim from the teacher's side also, you know, he do his best to interpret or instruct. And as well as the listener's side also, you know, try to implement, you know, as much as possible. Otherwise, you know, nowadays, you know, degenerated time. So, you know, Buddha's images and, you know, scriptures and all the things in the, you know, mass productions in the, you know, in the malls and everywhere. So that is a different thing, you know. So what they are doing, you know, we cannot stop. But what we do, you know, that, you know, we can do our best so that we can benefit. So now we live here in the second preparatory part, so we will do the question and answers here.
Rinpoche, how would we perform the confessions of our faults? Do we make a list of each fault? And should we examine ourselves at various points of the day?
So, Jyese de dansen yebi gane ini ji ija saba sore dan sha seba sore dan me ja saba sore dan dubi chene ini dibas ya re salat.
So when we confess our, you know, misdeeds or the negativities, you know, what you mention is very good. So, you know, when we do the confessions, the most important thing is first we need to have a strong remorse or, you know, regret what we have done. And at the same time, we have a strong, you know, will to restrain, you know, that we won't do again, even for the sake of our life. You know, that kind of strong regret and strong refraining or the restraint, will of restraint, that is the key when we do the confessions. And with this, you know, you can do the, you know, 100 syllable mantra recitation or the confession Buddhas, and or you meditate, whatever you do.
Kadam bilama se shagire la da jima jima la pena dodo kabo chi dodo na bo ji nya ani pena dipare re sa so dodo na bo re ja ani gesa re che so dodo kabo re ja ani goda che de ani na bo ma so ani tele je se che de ani sha ba che ani gesa mo so de ani tele je se ya ro che de zo zo no ko ba che de kadam bilama so ye ni tudi jima jima ye shagire de do asa.
So there is a tradition of the Kadamba masters. You know, they carry the two colors of pebbles, you know, white and black. So, you know, once they have a, you know, a good, you know, wholesome deeds and thoughts, they put the, you know, white pebbles, and they have a negative thoughts and negative deeds, then they put the black petals and pebbles, and at the end of the day, you know, they count the pebbles. And, you know, if they have more white pebbles, that means they have more positive, you know, deeds and thoughts, so they rejoice themselves for the day. And if they have a more, you know, black pebbles, then they really regret, and, you know, they make a pledge that they try to do better, you know, tomorrow. So that's that.
Pena tere nabo de maso na tere ga mege wa shu che mo shu che sa na so ni che ga mi sa ni tere che ne ni ma ni ma la pa mege wa ni 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 to de pa ru che ni ge wa cha ba ma se mege cha ye de ni sa ro la da na ne to ge ni.
So if we really do our best to implement, that is the way we should do, and then, you know, day by day, you know, you will a progress will be made. And at the, you know, eventually there is a time that you don't have black pebbles to count. You got only white pebbles, you know.
So any
other questions?
When
you say that the altar is from, like, in your altar, facing the altar, and I think there's a misinterpretation, because if you're facing it one way, you're seeing it on the right side, and if it's behind you, it's on the other side. So I think there's human error just in the interpretation of things sometimes, because if we don't, if we're not informed, you know, I look at the altar and I think the right side of the altar is about facing it, or the right side of the altar facing out.
Taku galadu zamba ta kusun thugi ten tamdu zamba ani sungrab dzo ani iye chola midas shamguras. Labsos ndi shamdu soso shamye digi iye chola tsegoro ra ta chö shamgi iye chola tsegoro ra.
Chö sham iye shamdu tsegoro ra. So, so na kati yu sone iye de yuen tsasa de iye shamdu tsegoro ra. La. Goju jenu ga tawa chero wa. Yeshuji, Makalosun, Yeshukiro, Chikalosun, Yeshukiro. Multagman, the Kurushu Saltagasala.
So that, you know, we always, you know, when we make a range, you know, we should start from our left, you know, and, you know, and if we start from our left, then, you know, the order Buddha's images facing toward you, you know, it becomes the right side of the Buddha. So when you make the offering bowls, you know, water offerings also, you got to start from left side and it will become the right side of the Buddha. So we stop here.
Cero gyo de teba chame geyo shenshi ki mirewa, ini lang, cero gyo de lang de tabutang mirewa, di lang de tengi ki geyo shenshi ki, ini nyeshe de jisi zuwa shuwa se, rangshi si jetang chi, dure ki di gyo lakon roji sa.
So we dedicate today that, you know, we will be never separate from the, you know, perfect qualified teachers, and, you know, never be separate from the teaching like this, and you know, ultimately attain the Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings.
Thank you.